Addressing delegates to the Jonglei State and People Administrative Area Peace Conference in Juba on Wednesday, President Salva Kiir said the national government will not intervene should conflict break out again among communities in Jonglei State.
Next time when you go and fight, I will not come to your rescue again, nor form a committee to go to the war zone. The few soldiers I have, I will bring them close to me and encircle myself with the soldiers and police. And then I see where you will come from. Whoever is chased will be the one to come here. So I have decided that any other fighting that erupts, I won't send either soldiers nor the police. I will leave you to fight yourselves until one section runs from the other.
Augustino Ting Mayai, a researcher and policy analyst with the Soot Institute, says he hopes the president misspoke because everybody looks to him to resolve national issues, including deadly conflicts in South Sudan.
It was very unfortunate to hear that he would give up in making sure that security is restored in these communities. It's basically a signal. I'm sure it wasn't intended that way, but it signals the state's inability to basically monopolize violence. And that should be concerning for all of us, the citizens of the country. Should we take the security of our own in our own hands, which is what's happening across the country, then the question is, why should the state exist?
Mayai says he hopes communities will not perceive Kiir's remarks as permission to attack each other.
Hopefully the communities actually find courage to come together and bring peace among themselves and restore what has been lost in the last, say, 15 years since South Sudan became a regional autonomy as well as becoming a state. Because otherwise, what else do we exist for if there's no peace?
James Okuk, a senior research fellow and policy analyst at the Center for Strategic Policy Studies in Juba, says he does not find Kiir's remarks surprising since the government has not provided protection or other services to its citizens for quite a while now.
That's why we have the UNMISS in the country doing some of those duties. So it's not a new thing, and it's not surprising because it has been for some time now that people take care of themselves. So the same way they have been taking care for themselves for some time now, I think as human beings, they will find a way how to survive and move on. So if they see that escalation is not good for their survival, they will stop it.
Jame David Kolok, Executive Director for the Local Advocacy Group, Foundation for Democracy and Accountable Governance, says President Kiir is frustrated with political community-level conflicts that continue despite the signing of the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. But Kolok says intercommunal clashes have become hugely militarized, which require government intervention.
If the president says that he will never dispatch his forces, neither the police, to be able to confront any emerging threat, that to us, in other words, would actually promote or encourage communities now to fight.
Kolok says Kiir should correct his statement.
We expect him to actually say the government is ready to confront any emerging threat that will disorganize this kind of peace conferences and peace negotiations that we have. So I think it is ideal that that statement is actually reversed or corrected. Otherwise, we are going to see massive resistance toward emerging community threats across the communities in South Sudan.
As a head of state, analysts say President Kiir should be encouraging dialogue and peaceful negotiations between warring communities rather than turning a blind eye to their problems. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.